for my wife. I like transmissions. I don't like the CVT transmission. You know, of course, gas power and a car that has some get up and go.
The auto manufacturers are taking those get up and go cars. They're getting them up and they're getting rid of them. I don't know. But there's a demand. They'll still make the big ones because people will still buy them. The manufacturers will make them because they're making money. Okay, pulling into the parking lot here. Thanks for coming back, Charlie. 82 Candy, 82 gets loud, just take your mind. 73 Charlie, and have a good day.
All right, Andy, have a good day. Didn't ask if you had an accident, that's why you had to loan a car or whatever, but I hope everything's okay. I'm just out to the office too, so 73, 82 KNH clear.
All right, Charlie. No, actually, they're working, they're putting new brake lines on. The brake lines apparently were corroding, and need the brake. But thanks for the consideration and concern. 82 KNH clear. You know, 82 ES clear.
It's actually the first game that I've watched from beginning to end, I think, all year. Pretty good game, I think.
It's over to, you know, I own a house with my sister, so I have an apartment, that's the apartment, but Dawn has her den larger than she. Then one of her part of the house. One with my sister, we got Subway, my sister, my nephew. My wife is moving to the Patriots to Boston, and that's the reason for the, you know, for the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Patriots did a touchdown, and Bonnie said, yeah, the fire wire, you know. By the way, I got my nephew, let me drop it for a second. My brother-in-law passed away. His brother's a ham, his name is Mark. It's called W2MDW. Got a manager, he's got an extra bus license. He had to fix, he lives in Florida. He used to work at Keystroke City College. He was an IT guy, I think he was like the director. He's been married, like, he's on a second marriage. He's got a little of like three sons. Well, one son has one and four. So, he lives in Florida, in Japan, somewhere around there. He wants to make a schedule, but he has to fix it in Atlanta. But on Saturday, I fired up my rig on 20 meters. I work RT9C, Russian, Asiatic Russian. My nephew's right there with me. And I'm going to give him the book. I think he got the book. I called Mark and called his map. Put a map on it, which is huge. I used to have one of those that came with the bases. We're going to get one of those maps of the world, like the map that can work safely, that can put a pin in it. So.
Probably at this point, look on Amazon. You know, you used to go to bookstores, things like that. But I would think Amazon would have a world map. I think you're looking for something on the larger side. I don't know if ICOM or Yaesu, I'm trying to think. Yaesu did have one. I don't know if that's still available. But I would just bite the bullet and go to Amazon and get a world map.
When I bought my Yaesu FTS, I sold my friends at Canvas Trials Case. It came with a map, with the manual and all that. I might have it around. I'm going to look, but not. If I could order something like that, you know, maybe I can go to, like, the HRO. He says, I'll put on a book, because I do have a lot of things that work I haven't done HF a lot, but I worked a lot of HF on W and the phone and my phone here. I want to take some time off it. But I think this is a really smart kid one. So my dad saw a notified error that he said it was found in the sea, but any chance for a death certificate, you just have to send it for a death certificate. But it would be great if he could get his license, get his license, and just get his grandfather's call. That's what I like to do. If he's interested.
Yeah, the audio is still a little low, Matt. I'm not copying you 100%, but but as far as the map goes, I mean, look through the book. Because ASU, just trying to think, I think ASU actually used to send us some for the Hamfest. I don't think they do that anymore. But, yeah, you'll find something. With, I'm just trying to think, yeah, I guess it's something you want to hang on a wall rather than something you want to keep track of in a computer.
On the wall, but I want to put it over, like, you know, like fourth floor, so I can see the thing all going to the wall. That's what I want to do, you know? So, but I think he's above him in life. He's good at math and science. He's only 12, so. Can a 12-year-old take chance to test? Because, you know, they go into algebra, they really haven't learned algebra yet.
Yeah, again, it's just the audio coming out of Selden is on the lower side. Yeah, I mean, they're nice. I think I had done that when I first started doing it, but I don't know. I guess logbook of the world, I can look at it on a chart and, you know what I worked, and so I gave up on the idea of the map. Although I guess it's cool. Even when kids are around, because they like to see the visuals. Anyway, Matt, let me run. I got to finish an email and get it out before 9 o'clock. All right. Let me just think there. All right. Yeah. Let me run. Let me take care of this. Into RBP KJKNB. Good morning, Ron.
Rob, shiny, windy morning to you. How are you, Richie?
Doing good. Can't complain. Looks like a great day out there.
Today's a day with mixed weather. I was out early. They had the warnings on the weather about black ice, and it was icy and accidents. It was done by me. And then, by the time I got to the gym, it was raining, trying to sleep, real sleep, mixed in. Now it's beautiful but windy, so it got much colder with the wind. But everything is well other than that.
Yeah, I forget which day it was. Maybe Saturday morning. I went out to get the paper, and everything looked normal, but I think there had been some rain, and but it was very cold, and my whole driveway was a solid sheet of black ice. That surprised me. I just didn't see it. And, you know, fortunately, when I walk out there, I'm fairly careful about taking steps and things, but, yeah, that surprised me.
Well, it's a great invention. I might have mentioned it before, that you can put on your shoes. It's on the frame that stretches with these little studs, like the old studs on the tires that became illegal, the snow tires. And you can walk on an ice skating rink and it won't fall on, but you don't wear them in the house, though.
Yeah, I see those things with studs in them and things like that. boots. Yeah, I think I saw something with, I missed part of what you said, but I think something with the boots that you pull over and let you walk better. But, you know, who would have thought it? And the funny thing that I've had is that my backyard, even in some of the worst weather, has remained fairly empty of snow or ice, but yet you come to the front. Well, actually, as I'm thinking about it, in the morning, the back of my house faces southeast, actually. Or almost, yeah, southeast, I guess. So it does get a warming sun, which the front of the building doesn't get until later in the day.
That's true. It depends which way the house faces. If it's facing south, it'll melt faster. When we had 18 inches of snow, we had a lot of wind, and my driveway had 3-foot drifts.
Yeah, I had that with that last snowstorm. It was weird. My car didn't have any snow on it, and it had it was like sitting in a bathtub. This, you know, about a foot away from it, drifts probably 2 feet high for sure, but nothing in the middle. Weird.
Two cars that were in the driveway, it was like they were in an island surrounded by snow. But right by the car, there was no snow. Like I was saying to somebody at the gym today, he said, "What do you want?" He said, "It's February in New York." I said, "Okay, you reminded me."
Yeah, the reason why a lot of people move out here. But I'm not sure what you can get to and escape from anymore. Interesting.
It's not so bad. We have our seasons. If you move to California, have earthquakes. You move to other places like Florida, you have these other storms. And so we'll stay here. I run into my son, drop some stuff off. I'll be out in a few minutes. And to that, you see.
KGKND.
K&B and 2ZUC Mobile.
KGKND.
Down in Delaware, they have a fusion radio at the club I belong to there. You were explaining to me, how does that work? Say that again, please.
Fusion allows you to deal with both analog and digital. I forget all the combinations, but for example, you can have analog in, analog out, digital in, digital out. I think you can have analog or digital in, but one of them out, you know, whether it's analog or digital, and vice versa, that you can have analog or digital in, and I think cross over. So their purpose was to encourage people to get into digital modes without having them initially have to throw away their analog equipment. So that was the original purpose of it. And then once it's set up, they link it up to the wires system, which is Yaesu's system of using the internet for connectivity. So it's pretty popular in the South. You know, I think a couple guys that are in North Carolina.
It's analog in, analog out, digital in, digital out. It doesn't convert.
Eric, what's the other combination? Can you have analog in, digital in, and choose which output you want?
No, it's one or the other. You go in analog, comes out analog. You go in digital, comes out digital. You can't make it go analog in, digital out, or digital in, analog out.
Hi, Ron, here's your answer.
Buddy, Eric. Now, what is a wire? You mentioned wires. Something to do with the internet?
Yeah, it's
kind of like ILP or D-Star, where you can actually point it towards a particular user and it finds it.
So, when the computers, when the repeaters are linked up via the computers, then you can get into a wire system and you know, go across the country or across the world, depending on where it is.
All right, now on the repeater, well, this part that I can get into, and it has fusion, I never hear them talk to anybody cross-country on it, so maybe they're not using things for that. But what they do have, I found out, on the last trip, they have a linking system on a couple of the repeaters that they all go up and down the whole coast pretty much, well, at least from Virginia to northern Delaware. So that's interesting. You get people from out of the area. Back to you.
Yeah, well, DMR has that also. Some of the guys that take their cars down to Florida, they'll pretty much be in contact as they go completely down the coast because the repeater is linked to a particular talk group, and that talk group is on all of the particular repeaters that they're talking to.
What I find that's helpful with the linking system is because they're so quiet down there, because they don't have as many members as we have, that you could usually get somebody on the radio, though not always, it's not guaranteed. At least you have a chance of getting somebody at another repeater in Virginia or someplace else. So that's pretty good. You get to speak to different people other than the locals that you usually get. Back to you.
Yeah, KTKB. Well, you know, sometimes, I guess it's a mix of things. Sometimes you're driving and you like to talk to people that you're most familiar with. Other times you're heading down and, you know, who's ever available is nice to talk to. And then, of course, the other thing is that there are actually people that work, you know, and they don't have the time to be on the repeater all the time. So sometimes that's why you get some quiet zones.
Oh, absolutely. You got to pay for food, shelter, and everything else. But sometimes a lot of them are en route here and there, and they're going to work or whatever, and that's how you catch it. All right, I'm sorry. I'm here at home. I'm back in the driveway. Have a good day, fellas. And Tuesday, Tuesday.
All right, man. 7-3. Have a good day. Eric, you still listening?
Yeah. I don't know if you were listening to the TechNet last night. I thought the actual receiver equipment failed, but then I looked at the signal strength and somebody was continuously jamming. So, it kind of messed us up a little bit.
Yes, I think that's our friend that they released from the institution. Because the signal has been tracked, but he's all over the place, so it depends on where he is. What did you do? Because I was listening for a while, and then I know that they were able to get back on. Did the signal drop? Was that what happened?
So, what I did, I'll probably do it again tonight, is, you know, I still haven't gotten up there to put everything back that I've fixed so far. K2KMB, K2J. What I did was I used the Echolink on the UHF machine to get the Echolink folks in there, and then tied the W2VL to that, and so that way we had everybody. And then, by the time we got to Roy, that's when the jamming started. So we just had everybody switch over to UHF.
All right, yeah, because I did hear it coming back in, but I'm pretty certain that that's the source of it. Signals have been tracked to his known location at any given time. And there was something else I was going to ask you. Nah, skipped my mind, okay. Drawing a blank. Probably in 2 weeks, well, I don't want to get into your other stuff there, but probably in 2 weeks we're going to run over to Freeport to run that test on this system.
Let me know when I'll get you a box.
Okay. And that box should just be plug and play, right? Mic in, speaker out, literally.
Say again?
The box is basically like a plug-and-play kind of a thing. Mic in, telephone jack in, and then just adjust the audio levels.
Yeah, well, it kind of figures everything out. You just don't want to make the listening audio too loud to get back into the microphone, but it does a pretty good job.
Did you notice the speed of the ID?
Yeah, well, Dick started complaining he didn't want to wait for it, so I sped it up. I'll slow it down again.
What is it, about 40 words a minute right now?
Exactly.
It's funny. Well, I can say truthfully that I can read 40 words a minute if it's the W2VL ID.
Yeah, it's fast. I gotta fix that right now.
Okay, everything else that should be working well. Oh, I thought a cat was crossing the street in the box. That's unbelievable. You know, it's really funny when you don't see well, you know, however it is that I see. So I'm thinking it's a cat that's walking across the street, slowly watching, dodging traffic. It's a car.
Yeah, it normally runs at about 20 words a minute.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Give people the opportunity to practice. Any decisions on your part at this point?
What, on my thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I go to the doctor tomorrow. We're going to do the low-dose radiation business.
Oh, so that will not take you out of commission for any period of time, I guess.
No. I mean, you know, I had multiple choices. I mean, even the surgeon said, you're probably better off doing it that way.
All right. So, I guess that would be a little bit of preparation for you. It's multiple sessions or one session?
I don't know the exact details at this point, but it's like 9 weeks of multiple sessions. It's low dose. It's not the strong stuff. So the jury's still kind of out on the strong stuff. So we know that the weak stuff works. So we're gonna go that way.
We still have an audio problem. I think we still have an audio problem with Sheldon, right? The audio is down low.
I don't know. I thought I made that louder last night.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the guys, Matt, as he was going into work today, and it was low. And I have to kind of be aware, you know, whether it's somebody else or whether it's my hearing, but I do think the audio was low coming out of there. Are we on IRLP or RF on that one now?
No, not until I get back up. It's IRLP. But I know that the computer that I replaced the computer with doesn't spit out as much audio as the old one does. I have a USB audio dongle that I'm going to put in, which should give me more output.
All right. Otherwise, it seems to be running okay. All right. Anyway, let me get back to work here. Yeah, I'm sure that was a bit of interesting work last night, but we'll try to track that signal because it is moving. I think there's two or three locations, but that particular one's been on that for that long a period of time. Possibly indicate one location other, you know, rather than another. And then he did come in later trying to get Dick to call him on Simplex. All right. We'll catch you later, Eric. K2EJ, KTKNV.
All right, Richie. Well, the interesting thing is, last night Dick didn't hear anything, so, because usually he hears something, so it was done nearby and very weakly. Anyway, talk to you later. K2K and BK2J.
73, K2K, be clear.
Net tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
Hey, Dwayne B.
I don't know if there's a K2MB. There's an N2MB and a K2KNB.
I woke up the sleepy giant. That's okay.
How are you doing this morning?
We're just doing fine. You did get my email?
Yeah, and I apologize. It took a while to get the website straightened out. It's still not complete, but it is more or less back up and running. Things have to be added to it. And the other part, I appreciate the bill of health there, and we'll send that on to the secretary for filing.
As they say in Brooklyn, perfect. And I like the new web page. It looks classy.
And it's just, it's a work in progress because what happened was, literally when we switched over everything, there was still files left from way back when Nancy was doing it, and everything just switched over. We initially couldn't distinguish one from the other. Anyway, Les, I got somebody coming here to pick up some stuff, so let me run. We'll talk to you later. KTK and me.
Accomplished what I wanted. I found out my information. All right, 7-3, have a great day. K2TGW will be clear.
Next tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater. tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System. System.
About it, and I tried, and it was on.
And I said, wow, this is great. You know, it's good for, because sometimes I can't get in from the South Shore. And with the X-Link, I can always get in.
Yeah, I think, of course, I spoke with you this morning. I don't know if you mentioned Echolink specifically, but again, very often that's the problem that we have because of all the things that are going on with the internet provider, with Spectrum. But anyway, I'll drop him a note to have him check on it. Definitely break it up with that HT. I'm not getting any copy on you now, you're dropping out completely.
K2GEF, is this any better?
That's really tough. Again, on that one, I got your call sign, but after that, you broke up.
Okay. All right. Let's see if this, maybe I was too close to the microphone. That's why it was breaking up. Yeah, I'm using a HT going through my dual band, which has cross banding, and that's how I can get in. I probably have it on low power.
Oh yeah, that's working, and that transition was definitely better.
Okay, what I was saying before about the microwave, have the T1 or the telephone line sent out of that area, because Spectrum is there by microwave. When I worked for T-Mobile, that's what we used to do, because sometimes there was no telephone line, and we used to have a microwave system, 2.5, whatever it was, and have it sent over to another area, another site that had telephone lines, and we used to use them over there. You could do the same thing to avoid the problem with Spectrum. Go to a place where Cablevision or Verizon or someone else does it.
That is something that they are looking into. The only problem that we have is whether or not we can put up another antenna, because that's a problem in the sites that we're on. There's a limitation on the number of antennas. But it is something that they're working about, we're looking at. I believe it was a 2.4 system, and then I think also even a higher system. I forget what frequency, but it's definitely something they're looking into.
Yeah, 2.4 and 5.8. And they're used transceivers floating around. You can get them for a few bucks that do that.
I think they were actually looking into a system by Ubiquiti, and it was a question of also finding a location nearby that they would be able to go to.
Well, those things, at that frequency, we used to shoot, well, of course it was from the top of the building, and the place where that Glen Oaks is kind of high, so I don't think you'll have any problem getting, either 5.8 for a few miles away out of Queens, get it into Nassau County or somewhere around there.
Yeah, in case you can't, but again, that's what they they have been looking into, but I guess sometimes when things are working, and there's so many things, there's so many parts that make up the system here, so you kind of prioritize. But, again, they are looking into it. They do need to find someone locally willing to take it on, and there could be a problem with the antennas up there, again, because they actually do go up in county antennas.
Okay, KA2GEF for ID.
Yes.
Well, it's still Elliot's place, isn't it? Yeah, Rich, is Elliot still the owner of that roof? Yes, he is. And he won't let the low station master mount a small dish on the same mast. Not sure of all the mechanics of it, but they do go up and count antennas. And I don't know where he stands right now with the count. Okay. It was an idea. Hopefully it'll be fixed and Spectrum will give you guys a break. Either that or put a better lock on that room. Not sure, but apparently they've been cutting feed lines. I don't know that that's the case right now, but that's one of the things that the workers have been doing. Oh, they cut the feed either at the basement or at the street. Okay, Rich, I'll let you go. I'm going to see if I can do some other work over here to improve the output of the base and see if I can get a little more power out of it. All right, look forward to talking to you tonight. I have a few things I want to put off to sale tonight. All right, KA2GEF, portable, we'll be clear.
All right, 7-3, we'll catch you later. Take care, Andy.
Tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater. Thank you.
good afternoon, Rich. To where we left off yesterday, that HT, ICOM, IC, of course, an IC Tango 2 Hotel, T2H, about 18 years old. And it just happened to come my way for two Jacksons, and it was brand new. And I find it very, very pleasant to have such a simple, powerful little HD.
Yeah, well, 6 watts is certainly certainly good to have, since you have so much loss coming out of the rubber ducky anyway. But I have to look that one up, because I've had in my hand is the two A, I think. I forget some of the other ones. All right, good, George. You're happy living in the past.
Called the T2H Sport. It does not have a rechargeable battery pack. It has an 8AA pack, for which you could throw in AA rechargeables on your own, or just stuff them up with what you get from the drugstore or the supermarket, or whatever you get for batteries. But what I do like about it also is the base of it is a counterpoise. The base of it is a big metal bar that's embedded in the base of the transceiver itself, which gives it a better counterpoise, so to say, than using your hands and your brain.
Yeah, I think some of their older stuff was really good. I just happen to be a fan of Kenwood's. I find them to be very intuitive.
Yeah, not the only one that says, especially when the radio has a lot of features, Kenwood will present it more simply, and of course with a level of quality.
Now, at least one part of it, it does not have a rechargeable battery, is that what you said? Or it uses a wall wart, so it doesn't have a drop-in. I wasn't sure what you were saying there.
Doesn't have either. It's called the Sport model. It just comes with an eight pack, double A, and then you put your own. Whether you're going to use regular double A alkalines or you're going to use the double A 1.2. I probably wouldn't have got it if I was going to be paying for a rechargeable battery that was 18 years old. In there, it probably would have been NiCad. They didn't have the metal hydrides and all of that back then. But like I said, it was brand new, and for two Jacksons, I couldn't ignore it.
Well, you should take a look online and see if there's anybody that has a rechargeable battery or a drop-in charger, just to make your life easier. Because otherwise, you're going to go through a lot of batteries.
Comment and one YDY.
UFIU mobile.
Hank, was that you in there?
Yeah, I have a comment. If it's the radio I'm thinking of, I think I might have had the same one years ago. And it was a pretty rugged radio, but I found that what I did was I bought a bunch of NiCad, believe it or not, from Harbor Freight, and used them as the batteries and just charged them up. If the radio has a wall wart place where you can plug it in, and you just have to find a wall wart that had the right fitting. And the NiCads would work just fine.
KD2FIU. No, it doesn't have any external charging porting or jack to it. It was called a Sport model. It strictly came with an 8-pack.
for double A's. But you're right, I was thinking about that. Whether I buy NICADs or even NIMADs, 1.2 volts, and instead of having to throw in the alkalines all the time, absolutely correct. You can set up your own recharging capability. Over to you, Rich.
I look on eBay, look at Batteries America, look at WW Manufacturing, and see if they have something. Because if you like the radio, again, you might as well take full advantage of it, and particularly a drop-in charger, which is so handy. Okay?
Yeah, okay. I like the radio. But like I said, if it's the one I'm thinking of, it was a good radio. Hey, Richie, I've got a question for you, if I can change the subject just for a moment.
Sure, Hank, that happens all the time.
You and I talked about a Honda CR-V, and you had a caveat about a particular model year not to buy, and I was wondering if you could tell me what that was again.
I gotta think back, it's probably the 12. I'm thinking 12, because I think we had, oh boy. You know what, Hank, I'm not sure, because I'm not sure if it was before we took a pilot, or after we had the pilot. I don't think it was 15, so I'm thinking it might have been 12. Why, are you looking for a used one?
Yes, I am. I remember you. I don't remember exactly what you said the problem was with the 12. It was something to do with the interior. I'm sorry. I wish I could remember. I've been racking my brain, but I just can't remember.
They did something with the shape of the car, and the console inside gave the passenger, the front seat passenger, very little room. It was very uncomfortable. And I think they had a big sloping back, which made it also actually a little difficult to get into the back seat. And that model only stayed on the market maybe 2 years because there were so many complaints about it.
Okay, but you don't think it was a 2015. The reason I'm bringing that one up is one of my neighbors has one that he's going to turn in on a lease turn-in here, and it doesn't have very many miles, only 13,000 miles. So I'm kind of considering that, but I don't want to get one that has the issues you were talking about.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I think in 2015 we knew that we wanted to get a GMC Terrain, so I don't think we looked around. But to tell you the truth, you'll know right away. If you get in that passenger seat and you're not comfortable, you know right off the bat it's not the right car. Let me send it back over to George.
Nice, go ahead. Cars are on the topic right now. And, I wouldn't want a car that's extremely uncomfortable for passengers in and out on either side. KD2FIU Mobile, I'll be listening. Thank you.
I don't mean to drive you away, George. It was just a quick question for Richie, but I do appreciate your giving me the answer, Richie. But, George, I know we were really talking about radios beforehand, so why don't we bring it back to that? So where did you find this radio that you were talking about?
Online, and it was brand new with paste called the T2H Sport by ICOM. 40 memories, simple radio to run, durable as you mentioned, Hank. And I just took it for the heck of it when I got it. I said, you know, this is a value. And you know what the word value means for what is spent. You got more or what you expected. And I like working it. I like throwing it in the mobile on a super ice cold day, not having to leave a radio in the car when it's 10 degrees or something like that, and just throw it over here in one of the cup holders, throw a mag mount on the roof, and it's good.
Yeah, and you say there's no power inlet on the right-hand side as you're looking at the radio, fairly low, because that's where it was on my T2H, but I didn't have a sport. I had the regular, but like I said, I just changed the batteries out with the ones I got from Harbor Freight when the ones that it came with died.
There isn't anything to bring power in there. There's only a microphone speaker on top.
Okay, very good. Just, like I said, I was a little surprised that there was no way to bring it in, because I thought the only difference was they didn't supply the NiCads and the charger, but I guess I'm completely wrong. So where, did you find it on eBay? Is that where you found it?
Negative. It was a private seller. Somebody who I bought some things from before, and, actually emailed me and said I got their hands on one, it's available. And okay, I'll try it. The two Jacksons, like I said. And when I got it and it was brand new and still smelling new with the case and everything, so I took a fancy to it. I said, this is good. It's simple. It's easy to use. And I like the fact it's a BNC antenna connector also.
Key over to you, I guess.
I was kind of asleep at the wheel. Yeah, let me leave you guys. I will, I'll jump back in a little bit. KGK Andy, George.
Parking over here. Right by my house, and I should return on the air in about 10 minutes. Good call, Rich. Hank, this is KD2FIU Mobile, and I'm going to say 73 from the mobile right now.
Very good, George. I'll say 73. Before I let you go, because I probably won't be back here in 10 minutes. Does this guy have more than one, or was it just a one-off that he had?
Just the one, because I was interested in another one. Like I said, being a little bit older and a little bit simpler, and yet rugged and powerful, I thought it was a value.
Need a transmitter for a APRS tracker I want to build. I want to stick one on my motorcycle just to be able to watch where I've been, and I'd like something like that I could, attach to the bike and a GPS and put it in one of the saddlebags. So that's the kind of thing I'm looking for if you hear of something else like that.
The Limark Hamfest. Look for KD2CXK.
Okay, I'm not sure I know him, but I'll look for KD2CXK. I'm sure he's got a table, if that's what you're trying to suggest.
A lot of vintage VHF 2-meter radios.
Okay. I picked up, the last time I was at the Hamfest, I looked at one of those Radio Shack 202s, and I couldn't get what the guy wanted for it, because he had the box and everything. He thought it was worth five Jacksons, and that was a little beyond what I was willing to spend for a radio that I want to stick on a motorcycle. All right, I'm going to let you go, because I know you're home, and I'll catch you guys later if I'm around. N1YDY.